Joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline now is one of the newest Browns wide receiver, Devon Bess. Devon, first of all, welcome to Cleveland.
Thanks for having me, man. I'm excited. Looking forward to it.
What do you see as your role on this Browns team?
Honestly, you know, whatever the coaches have in store for me, you know, I know it's a young group of guys, talented guys, you know, who had pretty productive seasons last year and kind of have, you know, have some experience, you know, that I can, you know, come in and kind of help. I don't want to say mold the guys, but just help with my experiences and just being able to dissect defenses and help as much as possible.
Yeah, that's been one of the common themes of this really last couple of off seasons, that folks have talked about this Browns team needing some kind of veteran presence in the receiving corps. Do you think you can provide that?
Absolutely. You know, being undrafted and being fortunate to be here first of all, but being undrafted and being thrown right in the fire my rookie year, kind of helped shape and mold who I am as a person and as an individual. You know, we all know how important, you know, your repetitions is, and if you don't get the opportunities, you know, it's going to be hard for you to grow as a player. So I was thankful to be able to be thrown in the fire, and it's helped mold me, and it's helped me become the player I am today.
And how do you do that? Like when it comes to you just say you drew upon a lot of experiences, undrafted guy, fought your way through, you know what it takes, hard work ethic, so forth. But how do you transfer that? Those experiences and that knowledge, Devon, to the younger guys around you, like a Josh Gordon, like a Greg Little?
Just, you know, coming in and being open, being honest. And, you know, like I said, those guys are some talented young individuals, you know, but obviously they don't have much experience, you know. Taking that extra time in the film room, you know, taking that extra time, whether it's before or after practice and working certain techniques, you know, in a route and, you know, focusing on the fundamentals, you know, the details of everything. You know, we all know how talented, you know, everybody else is, and it's everybody else, every team is, every player is in this league, you know, and it's about the little things, the small details, you know. So just kind of having that mindset, starting back from, you know, from the basics, from the beginning, and working yourself all the way back up, man, and making the most of your opportunities given.
Let's break down your game a little bit. Really, it looks to me like you have made your mark in this league as a slot guy, and I know you have the ability to do more than that, but that's really been your primary role so far. So talk about what you bring to that and define for me what it's been like for you to work in that role.
It's been amazing, you know. Not taking anything from guys or anybody playing the outside position, but inside is a lot different ball game. You got to be able to, you know, to read coverages on the run. You got to be able to dissect defenses. You got to be able to find the open zones, the open soft spots in the middle of the zone. You know, be ready for blitzes and hots and blitz adjustments. You know, so you got to have your head on a swivel. You have to be pretty sharp mentally and you know, be able to take the time and watch film and be patient with your opponent. You know. A big part of my success has been on third down, you know, and I credit, you know, my coaches who put me in a position to allow me to make the play. And from that standpoint, just me taking my preparation and taking my game and showing up on Sundays, you know. So I take pride in that, you know, and I want the bullseye, you know. My whole career, you know, dating back to high school, that's been something that I took pride in. And it's that, you know, wanting the ball and wanting to be that guy, you know, in critical moments, in critical situations, and I think that's helped mold my career.
Devon Bess, new Browns wide receiver, joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Well, it's not just young receivers that you'll have around you. You're going to have a young quarterback throwing you the football in Brandon Whedon, only in his second season. You dealt with a rookie last year in Ryan Tannehill in Miami. Give me a sense from a receiver's perspective, especially a veteran receiver's perspective, of what that's like dealing with a young quarterback and what are some of the, you know, what are some of the thoughts and adjustments maybe you have to make just because you're dealing with a guy who's still finding his way?
Well, a big part of it is developing that chemistry and that timing during the off season. You know, that's why OTAs and the off season workouts are so important. You know, because they carry over into training camp and then from training camp into the season. You know, and that's how you develop that bond you know, not only between you and the quarterback, but the team, you know, and everybody. So he's a good player, you know. Ryan Tannehill is a really good quarterback, and he's going to be good for years to come. But I think the biggest thing is obviously giving them the time and giving them the experiences. You know, like I said, in 08, when you know, going in starting as a rookie, as an undrafted rookie, I was thrown right in the fire, you know. And what better way to learn, you know, than to be thrown in the fire, you know. So you know, he's going to get better, you know. And as due time comes, you know, everybody's going to rally around him, and rally around whoever the guy is going to be, and make it happen, man.
And Devon, you mentioned a little bit earlier about doing whatever the coaches want you to do here. You've got a couple of very creative offensive minds in Rob Chudzinski and Norv Turner. How exciting is it to know that they're running things? And would you have an expectation that your the routes, the design of the offense, all of those things will be pretty creative?
I'm very excited. I've been a fan of Norv's since forever, you know. And just looking at his track record and watching what he did in San Diego, you know, they did some very explosive things, you know, and I'm looking forward to being a part of it. Coach Chud, I met him, you know, great guy. I can tell he's very football oriented, smart, you know, and competitor, you know. So with that being said, putting those two brands together, with a young team, a young group of good guys, man, I feel like it's a perfect fit for myself, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Devon, we're thrilled to have you aboard, and thank you so much for taking the time to join us, and I know we'll be doing this again.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. Have a good one.
All right. He is Devon Best joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.